Hello, and welcome to another episode of Do the Math, an informational podcast dealing with critical issues which are not being addressed in traditional treatment social service agencies, featuring J.C. Ephraim, Ethnic Minority Mental Health Specialist. And now, here's J.C.
The American Psychological Association wrote an article titled, African Americans Have Limited Access to Mental and Behavioral Health Care. In the article, they cited what we African Americans have known for a long time, that African Americans are at risk, and I would go so far as to say substantial risk, higher risk of having mental and behavioral health problems. They cite some of the factors such as about 40% of all the children in the juvenile justice system are African American. They cite that 45% of the children in foster care are African Americans. Specifically, they cite a report by the Surgeon General on Mental Health, Culture, Race, Ethnicity, 2001. They cite that over 25% of African American youth are exposed to violence, and it has proven to be a high risk for post-traumatic stress disorder. Again, they cite the Surgeon General's report on mental health, culture, race, ethnicity in 2001. The American Psychological Association Monitor, in its article in 2001, said African Americans are nearly twice as likely as non-Hispanic whites to be diagnosed with schizophrenia. They said that African Americans are twice as likely to have diabetes as whites, substantially more likely to die of a stroke, and more than 10% more likely to have some form of heart disease. This, they cite, comes from the Health and Human Services Fact Sheet for Minority Health Disparity at a Glance from 2005. They point out that African-American psychologists and clinicians can play a substantial role in helping people to modify their behavior to prevent and recover from chronic illnesses, that they can develop treatment and prevention programs for some of America's most seriously behavioral-based health problems. Studies show that African Americans are just as much at risk for mental illness as their white counterparts, yet receive substantially less treatment. That was from a U.S. Census Bureau data from 2005. They cited that African Americans are 7 times more likely to live in high-poverty neighborhoods with limited to no access to mental health services. Again, they're citing a Surgeon General report as far back as 2001. They cite that 25% of African Americans are uninsured and more likely to use emergency and/or primary care specialists. That's from that same report. The concern is that they point out that the professionals in the emergency room and primary care lack the training in diagnosis and treatment of mental and behavioral health problems. They cite that care for African Americans in terms of mental health would increase because African American clinicians, psychologists specifically, would in fact more likely treat African Americans, and thus they would have a higher success rate. They cite that such psychologists could teach community intervention methods, such as dialogue and coalition building, as well as interpersonal communications, negotiations, mediation, and community organizing. For traumatic stress, psychologists can encourage youth to contemplate the psychosocial impact of violence, loss, and suffering, as well as crisis response skills. They cite as far back as 2011, the Surgeon General's report said that African Americans account for only about 2% of all psychologists in America today. This has got to change. Do the math, because the math don't lie.